My family is from that São José do Egito place, and it's a city that everything is based on poetry. It's very interesting. They say this legend that says that the waters of the river Pajeú, they are blessed because a poet buried his guitar, his viola, near the river. So everyone that drinks from that water becomes a poet, and that's why everyone in the city is a poet.
Existentialism isn't usually catchy, but Sofia Freire has made the expansion of the universe, the breakdown of our bodies, the multitudes we create and destroy within ourselves, into something welcoming, catchy, irresistible. That's the entire point of Ponta da Lingua, her newest album. We talked to her about it today on The Woodhouse.
The first question I wanted to ask you, because both of these seem so important to the album, but I'm curious about your writing process. Does rhythm or melody tend to come first, or does it depend on the song?
Well, I think the melody comes first. I mean, always the melodies come first. Because I usually get to write the lyrics first. So it's very based on lyrics, and the lyrics, they already have their own rhythm, you know. So actually I think it's all connected. My writing process is really it's very intuitive. I come from a family of poets and writers. And we come from this very traditional way of doing poetry. So some things like rhythms and methods of rhyming and counting the metrics of the poems, they were taught to me like a long time ago, I mean, when I was a kid. So it's kind of all like inside already, you know what I mean? It comes very naturally. The rhythm, it's just something that whenever I'm writing, I'm thinking about the syllables. Yes, we say the syllables. I'm already counting it. You know, it comes very naturally. So, the melody come first, like because the rhythm, it's already there.
As someone who's like doesn't understand a ton of Portuguese, it was very clear that the melody and the lyrics were very important, because so much is focused on the vocals, and you do so many harmonies on this album, especially really tight harmonies, and it feels like that's emphasizing the lyrics.
Yes, for sure, for sure. The lyrics are very, very important, and so everything I do, it's actually to enhance some a certain message, some words specifically. Yeah, it's a process that it comes a lot of the processes, like in the lyrics and the harmonies and the melodies, they all come really, really like together, you know. Since the lyrics come first, then everything I do goes around the lyrics.
You were talking about your family, kind of a history of writers. Is that poetry, literature, other musicians?
No other musicians, no. I'm the only musician in my family. But my sister is a writer, my father is a writer. My cousin, Marcelino, he's also a writer, and also we come from the city called São José do Egito. It's a faraway city from Recife, the city I live in. And my family is from that São José do Egito place. And it's a city that everything is it is based on poetry. It's very interesting. They say there is, I mean, there is this legend that says that the waters of the river Pajeú, they are blessed because a poet buried his guitar, his viola, near the river. So everyone that drinks from that water becomes a poet, and that's why everyone in the city is a poet.
It's a poetic way of saying it, even.
Yeah, I mean, it yes, and it's very interesting because the way they speak in São José do Egito, it kind of have it has its own, it has a rhythm. The way they speak, it has a rhythm. It's like a poetic rhythm. So that's where my family comes from. So there's really this traditional thing. I mean, I do remember when I was a kid that we used to play. I used to play rhyme with my father. He would write a verse, and I would have to complete it with another verse. And we used to count the syllables. So yeah, he taught me everything. That's why some things they come so very naturally to me.
Sort of going on to the lyrics in the opening of this album, Autofagia, that's a process, that's a cellular process, yeah, of destruction and then creation from destruction. I think as I was reading the lyrics, I was like, oh, I think I know why this had to open the album, because it's the process of kind of shedding an old self and creating something new. Am I kind of ballpark on that?
Yes, you're totally right. I chose this song to be the opening of the album because of its meaning, of course. Because it literally it talks about this process of like regenerating, but in a way that like regenerating in a very conscious way. Like doing an effort to actually reborn, because it says like it's kind of easier to just to let things the way they are, just to settle down, like to accept in a situation in which you're very uncomfortable with. But it kind of makes you comfortable to be in this very uncomfortable place because it's so hard to get out of this place. It demands a lot of energy. It demands you to like face all your all your all of your shadows and to actually like assume that you're in a bad place. And it's not really an easy thing to do, to recognize maybe the life you want to live, the person you want to be. It takes a lot of work. It sounds interesting to open the album with the song because it sounds kind of weird and I think it's kind of aggressive, the way it sounds, it sounds kind of aggressive. The harmony it breaks with a lot of expectations. So I think it's a song that when you hear it for the first time, you go like, what is it? It causes this feeling that might be a little bit ambiguous. So I like it to like present, the album because I think it's weird. I think it introduces the sound of the album and also its concept.
And towards the end of that song, there's even some of the harmonies are not quite going dissonant, but there's some tension there
Yeah.
in the key. And that really kind of caught my ear the first time I listened to it.
Yeah, I think that was the point, I mean, of being the first song because I knew that it would create this kind of reaction to people. It really breaks into expectations on in the harmony. So
Are you a person that you feel like you need to challenge yourself artistically to have fun, like kind of always doing new things?
yes, for sure. I think I'm always trying to get over myself, you know. But I'm also I've been thinking a lot about my limits, you know. But I'm always trying to challenge myself, because I think it's I think it's just a natural movement to actually explore, you know, what I can do and what I cannot do. So I've been trying to do that since I've started, you know, when I released my first album in 2015. I think it was like this place where I was still trying to find. It was almost like a naive way, you know. I was just like, yeah, I'm doing this thing and I'll see what's going to happen. And it went very well. So I did my second album in I released it in 2017. It was a place that I was so conscious about the whole process, you know, because I think I wanted to, I'm a composer, I'm a singer, and I'm here like to stay, you know. So there was like this expectations towards the second album, because it's something that really will, you know, just like firm you in the industry as an artist. So I was very worried about the way I was going to be perceived, you know, as an artist. And I think I kind of I did what I wanted. I think I got to be like recognized for what I wanted. So when I went to the third album, I was more like, you know, I think I've made my points. I just really want to have fun. And it was a very, very, you know, free, creatively speaking. I was very free. I was really willing to experiment, but in a very not very serious way. I was not taking it so seriously, and that's why it was so much fun, you know. So I was, you know, just investigating and, you know, researching what I could do, what I could explore, new stuff, but in a way that I was just having fun with experimenting, you know. I was not trying to prove anything. I was not like consciously like trying to make something, having fun and, you know, being the nerd I am.
Coming, my background musically is as a singer, and so there's a lot of stuff on here that was just like, oh, this is really impressive. It's really difficult. But was there anything in the writing process you came across that was like, oh, this is going to be a challenge, or this is going to be difficult to pull off, or my idea or vision for this song is going to be difficult?
Oh, you know that there's the second song. I think I had like maybe six or seven versions of it, because the lyrics are kind of hard. It has a mathematical metric it's something that is very traditional, you know. When I was talking about that poetry thing, it has its own rhythm, you know. Nos últimos tempos eu cacei, fui à caça, fui da glória à desgraça sem nem sair do lugar. Já fui muito grande para essa minha carcaça e até quando fui pequena ela quis arrebentar. It's fast. It couldn't be slow, you know. So it was a tricky lyrics to put it in a melody, in a way that like I was rapping something really fast, you know. But also I wanted to respect this rhythm, the rhythm of the lyrics. And it was hard. It was really hard for me to find a balanced place to the song.
And that song also has the incredibly tight harmonies over that phrasing at the same time. You're like, you are not making it easy for yourself.
No, I'm not. I promise you, I'm not doing it on purpose.
Obviously, we have the caveat of these are Google translated lyrics because my Portuguese is awful. But
Okay.
some of the lyrics about hunting and hunger reminded me of Björk's The Hunter.
Oh, really? I love
Well, I figured you like Björk, but
it.
that was kind of this introduction, these strange rhythms. It really did remind me of The Hunter by Björk. And on top of that, you talk about, again, Google translated lyrics. You talk about hunger in this song and hunger in some other songs. And I'm wondering, what is that, kind of a creative drive? Is that a search for something? What is that?
Yeah, I think all the lyrics in this album, they have this very common place, I think, when I was like analyzing it afterwards. Like, I think I talk a lot about this desire of for freedom. And I think that was something that was really resonating inside of me the time I was writing those lyrics, because I think I was going through that process of the first song, Autofagia. You know, I was really going through that process, rethink my life in a whole sense, the situations I was in. Also, it was written during the pandemics, you know, so I think there was also this desire for freedom. I mean, naturally, to get out of my house, you know, just to you know, get my life back as artists, because it was like our jobs, and also like the reason for of our lives, you know. Music is just something that it's more than a work for us. It's more than a job. It's a way of living our lives, you know, to face the world the world and the society and our own problems and situations. Anyway, I think it's just a way of dealing with life in a general way. And it was kind of felt like I'd lost all that, so I just really wanted to get out of that place, you know, both materially and also emotionally. So when I'm talking about that hunger, I think it's a lot about that, you know, just this to be hungry for life. And it's not really a coincidence that the name of the album is Ponta da Língua, which is, you know, the tip of the tongue, because it's like this feeling, the desire of tasting the world. You know.
I was going to say the next song, which is the lead single, it talks a lot about desire, and it can be read in a bunch of different ways. It could be romantic, it could be about creation, it could be about being in the world. But it's this, like, you that puts it together for me a little bit about the pandemic, because it felt like your world was closed. And so that desire for all of these different things heightens through that song.
Yeah. Actually, the song, Minha Imaginação, it came from an exercise, actually. I didn't mean to put it on the album. It was more of an exercise where I was like, yeah, I want to write about something I've never wrote about, which was this desire. Not exactly romantic. I would say that it's more about you know, libido. And thinking about the desire in this place of you know, just a sexual desire for someone, I was like, okay, so how would I would talk about this? What would be my perspective? So it was really interesting because I started to think about the desire as also a place of creativity. I really think that the sexual and the creative energies, they are very connected, because it's about this desire for to create, to live, you know. It's what we call in Portuguese, we call it tesão. So when we talk about tesão, we are not really talking about a desire for, just in a sexual way, but this desire of for living, this to feel pleasure with life in a more general way. So I started to think about the desire in this, like in this perspective. So it really talks about imagine things as a healthy place, just some of our desires. We don't really need to, you don't need to make they come true. It's actually really nice that it stays on that, on your imagination. So I think it's productive. I think it's healthy, yeah, that you desire and not necessarily you will fulfill your desires. It's also fun to keep your desires in your head. A way to exercise your creativity and your imagination. Not everything needs to be, materialized.
And having a, the pandemic happen, it means everything's closed, means that the internal world has to become richer in some ways to, live vicariously or imaginatively the way you would want to or the way you imagine you would.
Yeah, I think it was an opportunity actually to find a way out through myself, my head and my desires and my, I don't know, my ambitions, since I couldn't leave through the door. I guess I had to find a way to leave through myself.
I wanted to ask about Big Bang because, it's kind of this existential freak out in a pop song, and you create a lot of tension in it through the horns at the beginning. For sure, there's just it's a really tense song at the beginning of it. Turns into more of a traditional kind of pop song, but the lyrics really are, I'm insignificant, I'm small, what is the point of all of this? And it's a really interesting delivery of that sort of existential message.
Yes, you're talking about tension. I think it has a lot of tension, but also when I go through the chorus, tension kind of relieves. So I think the song it plays a lot with that. The harmonies plays a lot with that. And I think it's a kind of it's I find it very interesting that you say that you think this is a very pop song, because I don't really see it that way, because I think it's so weird the way the way the song it's built. But yeah, that's very interesting, and I do talk it. Yeah, it's a very existential lyrics, but I think it also contains this commonplace, I was talking about in the lyrics, because it talks about like expanding, the expansion of the universe. I wrote it when a friend told me that when the Big Bang happened, the universe started to expand and it never stopped expanding. And I was like, what? I mean, I was so terrified with that information. I couldn't sleep for days. I was very impressed by that. And I was like, oh my God, I don't remember seeing this in school, but okay, it might not be a very new information for me, but I don't really trust my memory on those matters. So yeah, it was a new thing for me. So I was very haunted by that, and I started to think of, and this friend of mine, he said, and one day it will stop expanding, and then everything will be over. And I was like, oh my God. I was really freaked out about that. So I started to think about this expansion of the universe also as an expansion, as an expansion, an extension of ourselves. There are so many things that science cannot explain. And I think it's very interesting to perceive those things, such as this expansion of the universe and the fact that one day it will stop expanding. as a mystery, you know. And it's nice to have the mystery, actually. It's like we don't need to know everything. And I used to be someone that used to try to find a purpose on everything, like to make sense of everything. And when I was writing that album, I started to change that mindset. Like, I don't need to have the answers for everything. I think it's interesting to accept the mystery of life, you know.
I need to take your perspective because the idea of infinity freaks me out in a very similar way to what you were saying.
Yeah.
It's just like you try to comprehend it and your brain tries to get around it and it's like you can't.
You
There's just no
can't.
way to.
There is no way. And when I think about it, I think a lot of how small we are. We are not that important. It's a very existential lyrics. Yes, but I think it has this thing, you know, I was talking about, like this desire for expansion, just like the universe.
This is a little bit more of a shot in the dark, but is Orlando a reference to Virginia Woolf?
Yes, congratulations, you got the reference. You know, there is a whole movement on my social media about who is Orlando? Is that your secret boyfriend? Is that who is he? Why is he so important that you named the song after him? And the lyrics, the lyrics just don't mention who Orlando is, you know. So it was kind of a mystery that I wanted to put in the album, yes.
It kind of fits with what happens in the song. There are a number of sudden changes. And obviously, Orlando is a novel split into two halves. I liked how it reflected this idea of kind of many bodies, many selves. And the
Yeah.
music does that as well. It's still the same song, but it has these very sudden changes in it.
Yes. That's very interesting that when you put it that way. You know, that's why I like to have those conversations, because it's really so interesting just to you know, to know what people are thinking about your songs. You know, just you offering me like other perspectives also to the songs, and it's really interesting to reflect on them. But yes, Orlando was a very, it touched me a lot. The book touched me a lot, and it was like Virginia Woolf, she was talking about this growing up process that was very similar to what I was thinking about at the time, you know. So I was like, oh my God, so she's like you know, like assuring what I was thinking about this, you know, in a sense of to accept, you know, to not really to accept, but to understand that there are going to be a lot of versions of ourselves, you know, in just one person. And like to grow up, it's nothing but an illusion, you know. When she says there's the it's something that Orlando says, you know, in the book. The Lady Orlando, she says, I'm growing up, I'm losing a few illusions. And I think it says a lot, it resonates in me a lot about this growing up process, because everything, it's about the way you're perceiving things, you know, so that's the thing about Orlando, those many versions of yourself, not only who you were and who you are today, but also the new versions of you that are about to be there in the future. It's also like acknowledging that who you are today, who I am today, it's not going to be forever. There are going to be new versions also. So I'm also looking forward for that.
It's like what you said at Big Bang, the universe is expanding and so are we, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Before we get to the last couple of questions about the album, I did kind of want to know about the musicians you work with, the scene you're in, but I was wondering about your influences and other folks you enjoy and, collaborate with in your scene.
I think I'm kind of an alien actually in working a lot with folk music, the people I actually collaborate with, traditional music, Brazilian music, and music from Pernambuco, the state I live in. We have a very rich, cultural. So it's been like 7 years that I've released an album before the Ponta da Língua. It's a huge, gap between a release and the other. During those years, not only working on my own solo project, playing, I traveled a lot to play my own gig, but also I was playing with other artists that were very, very different from what I do. And I think that it was really nice to me because I playing another genres of music. So I played a lot with, I played with we call it the espetáculo, spectacle. Do you call it? You can call it a spectacle. That was, it was me and another nine women on stage. We were very different from each other, but we got to set this spectacle with all of our differences, and we traveled a lot. We had a blast doing this spectacle together. Also, I've played with Gilberto Gil for a while. I've been with
Wow.
him for a few gigs. Yes, I played the piano and sang with him. It was also a I learned a lot from that experience. And then I also played with Alessandra León, which was also a great experience. I still play with her, actually. I'm still on her band. And it was really interesting because she mixes the traditional folk songs, the traditional folk Brazilian songs with synthesizers. So it was very interesting, it was like Kraftwerk with Brazilian,
Hell yeah.
macumbas, so it was really nice to me also. I've also collaborated with Lirinha, from the band Cordel do Fogo Encantado. It was really nice to work with him because him, such as Alessandra León, I grew up listening to him, so it was really fun to just to be invited to collaborate with him. Yeah, pretty much everyone that I've been working with, I think they were kind of references for me, so it was really nice to actually get on stage with them and eventually collaborate with them. All those experiences, they are also in the way that my new album sounds, but maybe not in a very, very direct way, but it gave me experiences, that I just, with all the practice, I just put it in the album, the way I create and all that.
It's sort of the last kind of question or two about the album then, which is you close with the title track and, again, Google Translate lyrics, but it seems like you're talking to yourself. It's almost like a self pep talk in some ways, like optimism and all this stuff. So I was wondering, content wise, why close the album with that? And also, why close the album with the title track?
I think it says it resumes everything that I was that I say through the entire album. It's like I was saying, everything that I wanted to say in this album is this. So it's a very important lyric for me because that's when I knew what was this album about. And it really is like I'm talking to myself, and it's kind of it's like a prayer for me. I still go to this lyrics to whenever I'm feeling, awkward about things, whenever I feel kind of lost. I think about the song, and it reminds me of, just all the things that I went through and who I want to be, and the things that I am, the way I'm trying to live my life. So actually, I had this song, and I had the title of the song, and when I realized that it was a resume of the album, I decided that the album would be named after the song.